The Gemara in Berachot, Daf Chav Dalid, discussed the subject of reading Kiryat Shema or saying Berachot in front of Irva, which means in front of a part, in front of a lady that, let's say, is not dressed properly, which means parts of a body that are normally supposed to be covered according to the laws of Tzini'ut are not covered. Those parts render it forbidden to read the Kiryat Shema or say Berachot in front of that lady. This is the way Shulchan Aruch rules in Siman Ayin He, when he clearly writes in Halakha Aleph, Tefach Megula Beisha Bimkom Shedarka Lechasoto Afilu Hi Ishto Asur Lekrot Kiryat Shema Kenegda. Even if it's his wife, but if the place is normally supposed to be covered, then that's considered Arva, and one cannot read the Kiryat Shema. Maran in Bet brings down also from the Gemara, Se'ar Shel Isha Shedarka Lechasoto Asur Lekrot Kenegdo. The hair of married ladies, which is normally supposed to be covered, according to the halacha, would also be considered erva, and one would not be able to say berachot or read Kiryat Shema in front of it. Maran does say about betulot, the single girls, shedarkan lilech peruot harosh mutar. So for the single girls, the hair is not considered an issue. So our question here today is, let's say you have a rabbi that's under chuppah, and he needs to make the berachot. And not everybody under the chuppah, unfortunately, is dressed the proper way. How is the one that's making the berachot supposed to perform a ceremony regarding this issue of erva? So there's a great machloket between the Ben Ish Chai and Hakam Avadya. The Ben Ish Chai says it's not enough to close your eyes and say the beracha by heart, you must turn around. However, the opinion of Hakam Avadya, it's actually based on a clear Shulchan Aruch in the same siman, it is enough to close your eyes and recite the berachot. For that matter, Hakam Avadya is even a little more lenient if one doesn't know the beracha by heart and his head is in a sidur, and he's reading it from a sidur, his head is down, it is also permissible to say the beracha in such a way. For that matter, Hakam Avadya says, if a person, let's say, is on a bus, or a train, or in a plane, for that matter, where there's many people around, not everybody's dressed the right way, and he wants to study, or he wants to read his tehillim, but there's erva around him. So long as his head is in the sefer, and he's looking down reading from the book, it would be permissible. And that would be the proper advice. If a person is in front of erva, even though he's within close proximity, so long as his eyes are closed, or his eyes are in a book, or certainly if he is turned around, then in all cases it would be permissible for him to continue praying, reading, and saying berachot.